Thanks so much for listening today. And Crash Course for the Ravers is coming right up. Thanks for listening. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Don't forget to turn your clocks back, right? Or spring. You put them forward. So you're going to lose an hour of sleep, but you're going to gain sunlight. And that is key. So stay tuned for good music on WMFO all afternoon long. And thanks for listening again. And we will see you next time.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, we'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's a blind for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. What's happening, guys?
Here we are.
Here we are.
A crash course for the Reavers, folks.
On a beautiful Saturday.
It's bright and sunny day. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff happening. Baxter Wolf is here today.
They are.
Nice.
I guess downstairs waiting to come in.
Yep, waiting to come in.
Full, did it look like a full band?
The full band will be here. Yeah.
I wonder how, that's my friend Dante Conti. I hadn't seen him from, like, in 20 years. Or something like that. Maybe 15. I don't know.
We have his picture on
since the
wall.
90s.
Okay.
And he went down to Texas. And I know he started this band, Baxter Wolf, down there. But suddenly he's back with a CD. And did he bring his whole band with him from Texas? That's kind of weird.
No.
Or did he make a new band here? He was calling himself Baxter Wolf down there. Like...
You never know.
You know?
Go out in the parking lot.
So I was half expecting him to come alone as Baxter Wolf because I figured these other guys must still be in Texas, but he's got people down there, I guess.
I'm looking at the parking lot right now, and I don't see any of the cattle horns on top of the roofs of the cars.
Well, Dante is not Texan at all. He actually said he had to, like, get his ass out of there because he was, like, he said it was so backwards for him. Yeah. But he spent a long time down there. Enough to form a band and write some great songs. They actually sound very much like to me. This is a good thing because I call him Uncle Neil because he's so dear to me. They sound like young Neil Young. You heard? I played a track last week.
Yeah, and he definitely sounds a lot like Neil.
Yeah, that's not like a bad thing.
Uncle
that's
Neil.
Awesome.
We just call him Uncle Neil now.
Right.
Unky.
I am Brian Young, so this all does make sense.
Somewhere it makes sense, yeah.
Actually, been having, like, crazy times lately, stuff going on. I'm going to come clean and let everyone know what's going on in my life because I know you're so interested.
Yeah, go on. It's time you came out of the closet anyway.
What the heck is this guy all about? Well,
what makes him tick?
I kept my license. I was worried.
Driver's.
My driver's license. I was in an accident in my Saab last year. Mm-hmm. And what had happened, this is the true story, is I was prescribed Percocet because I do have anxiety and depression. Clonopin.
Yep.
Not Percocet's for pain, right? Same difference to me.
Get your drugs straight.
Same difference to me. But anyways, I was prescribed Clonopin, and I did not feel like it was working. So, yeah, I took a little more than my prescription, and I still didn't feel like it was working. But what had happened was, I'll get this phone call in a minute. Caller, just stay on the line. I'm putting you on hold. So what had happened is I ran out of my Clonopin early, you know, and I was too embarrassed to say anything about it.
Right.
And went without. I didn't know there'd be, like, any major repercussions. I thought maybe I'd have a little withdrawal
You can have seizures.
You could take 30 in 10 days when you're supposed to take one every day, and then for the next 20 days, you're basically screwed.
Right.
So.
Well, Marie hit the nail on the head.
You
I had
have
a seizure.
Seizures from stop taking that medication. Yes,
I had a seizure.
Not,
I was on my way to pick.
Stop
I stopped taking the stuff.
Was that before or after she hit you in the head with the frying pan?
I know. Many cans, many minutes.
I don't know.
No, okay, go on.
It was after I got kicked in the head 10 times. Different story.
Not
we'll get
me.
To you sometime.
Okay. So anyway, so you were kind of off your meds a little bit.
Yeah, and I must have went into a seizure because total blackout. And I know I was on my way to pick up Marie, so totally innocent stuff was going on. You know, it wasn't like I was partying or anything. I was on my, it was like...
In the afternoon, maybe?
It was late afternoon,
something
whatever
like
time
that.
You were getting out of work. I think it was like right before 9, and I was picking you up.
Okay, so it was night, okay.
At 9. You didn't have a car at the time.
Right.
I was driving into work.
I remember last winter, yeah.
So this really did suck when I got in the accident, but... I like just kind of blacked out around that time and woke up in an ambulance, and this is last year, and I was like, oh, you know, what the heck's going on, you know, and they brought me to the hospital, and I don't remember much, but somehow I ended up spending the night in jail. They said I was on drugs, and I was lippy, and ambulance or something. Ooh. I don't even remember.
Well,
so,
you're lippy 24/7.
I know.
But,
so who knows what I was saying?
Who knows what you said?
I was blacked out in a seizure, I take it. I mean, that's exactly what my psychiatrist, yes, I have three, my psychiatrist told me, hey, you know, I think you went into a seizure. That's what happened. But anyways, I had to go to court about this. They claimed, now I think my psychiatrist actually told me this, I was being railroaded. They claimed that I said I was on drugs. Now, I don't remember this at all. Okay, I guess I can continue this story and take this call. I got two, actually.
It's your psychiatrist calling.
Like, don't talk about
and
this!
Doctor, whatever. The police are outside.
Kevorkian, I need him. Dr. Kevorkian's on the phone. MFO, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Brian.
Yes.
This is Rob from Souls of Sabbath calling to tune in. Loving the show so far, man.
Souls of Sabbath.
Souls
That's
of
it,
Sabbath?
My friend.
You want to hear a funny story? I hope this guy doesn't mind because I'm sure I'm going to love his band. That might sound funny to you.
It already sounds funny to me.
Especially if you saw her on Facebook. I'm emceeing their show next week.
All right.
Who am I talking to, Rob or Mike?
This is Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Going on, buddy.
What are you, the singer?
No, I'm the lead guitar.
You're the lead guitarist? Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I love Black Sabbath, and somehow I got to talking to this other guy. Oh, man. Rob, can you call back in 5 minutes? Because I was in the middle of the story, and I have a great story about like how we met, all right?
Sure, no problem.
Call back in 5 minutes, all right?
Got it.
I'll try
to
make this quick.
All right, bud.
Yeah. This is turning into a talk show, but I think this stuff is pretty hilarious, actually, my cartoon life.
Well, some of it's better than the music.
The show might have a little more talk because I'm realizing people are interested in my cartoon life. It's like so out of control. Nothing bad, though. Like, I'm not in trouble, but just like the craziest stuff happens to me that it's like this stuff. Am I on camera? You know, like, it's like, yeah, sometimes, I used to think at one point, and this has gone on my whole life, because, you know, that's why I see psychiatrists now, I used to, wonder, oh my God, is this all, like, a big, before Punk'd was out, I'm like, is this all a big punk on me, and actually everyone in the world are actors, and it's like, this whole thing is a joke
set up
for me.
When the Truman Show came out,
I was like, I've thought of this, I thought I was that guy, like, that's how crazy I was
too,
at one point. Of course, that's back when I was using drugs. I don't anymore, thank you.
Well,
but
let me tell you something, buddy. If that was true, I want a raise. Because this acting ain't for me for what you're paying me. So,
well, everyone's making a very good job thinking that that I live in a cartoon world.
So anyway, you're in the
can. I live in Roger Rabbit's world.
Yeah, you're in the can. You're talking to the police about the Ramones.
Well,
what happened to that is they let me
go the next morning. I took a cab, which they probably called the most expensive one on purpose. They charged me like $150 to drive from Mid Quincy to West Quincy. $150. I would have thumbed. I didn't even ask for the cab.
Is that the day you didn't have the money?
I would have walked.
Is that the day you didn't have the money so you had to give him one of your rings? Was that one that day?
Oh, I think that... Was it that day? Oh, my God. That's a whole other story.
The cabbie I had to
meet in Boston to get my silver Indian ring back because I didn't have money for the cab. I gave him collateral and had to meet him in the North End.
Now we know it's true because you can't make this shit up.
Oh, my God. It's so insane. So anyways, and then I find out, like, I have a court date. They let me out, you know, the next morning. I had to pay bail, too. That was another outrageous thing, you know, like, all this has cost tons of money, you know. Thank God I have a little bit saved up. This is probably poor Rob again. Hang on the line, caller, all right? Because I need to get this out, and it's like, you know, just crazy stuff, and it's fun to talk about, and it's probably therapeutic, too. So, anyways, I go to court. I'm putting you on hold, caller. I go to court, and I had this. Of course, I had. You know, I take the court
appointed lawyer.
You know,
yeah, big mistake.
Public defender.
You know, anyway.
I mean, I should have. I do have some money in stocks. I should. I looking back, I should have liquidated $1,000 and got a halfway decent lawyer.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, I probably could have found some guy for that. Someone better than this goofball who's like half my age. It's like, what, you know, how many years did you, don't you have to go to a few years to lawyer school?
13? 13, man?
Yeah, it's like a lot more than regular school, right?
Showed up in a suit with a laptop.
So, hi, I'm your defender.
So my jerk public I wish I talked to my psychiatrist first, because he told me exactly what I should do, what I should have done afterwards. In hindsight, I was going, where are you? Why aren't you my lawyer? My psychiatrist should have been my lawyer, really. Like, the guy's so smart. I'm getting off subject again. This is so nuts, though. So my lawyer goes, listen, they don't have anything on the drugs. You were blood tested in the hospital, so this proves my point. And they didn't find anything.
Right, because you passed out from lack of drugs.
And
right.
I go, there's nothing on the blood test? He goes, there is no blood test. And I go, what? And he's like, yeah, that mysteriously is just like gone. Now, I think, you know, maybe I'm paranoid. But I'm like, the cops are like saw that. There was nothing in it. And I'm just like, oh, trash that.
Sure.
We're trying to prove he's on drugs. We can't show them
right.
Nothing was in his system.
Exactly.
You know?
So
except for maybe something prescribed. You know?
Yeah.
But at that point, but like I said, I had ran out of what I was prescribed. That's why I had the seizure. You know, I'm backtracking for people just tuning in. I had the seizure for not taking my medication. So, yeah, I was not on drugs. I was having a seizure from... It was the opposite of what they thought of me. I was not on drugs. I should have been on.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrested me for being on drugs.
Drugs that you right. should not be taking. Yeah.
So now you have to go to court for your license.
To let people who don't know what I look like, who, like, maybe just climbed under a rock and don't know what Facebook is because everyone sees my obnoxious...
mug
posts all the time. Half of them aren't me. Everyone else is posting their silly pics. Not that I'm that popular. They just like to get pictures with the albums in here, right?
Exactly.
That's like
that's
classic.
What it is. That's all it is.
That's classic now.
Okay, you don't look like your average MIT student.
Yes.
So yeah, I think I was. It was a classic case of profiling.
Yep.
Yes, and for the black people listening, going, a white guy saying he got profiled?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I have long hair. I definitely look like a rocker. You know, I get asked all the time if I'm a musician. No, I'm not. I'm a dumb singer, but... I'll tell you where you can see that mess later on.
Wow, this is total disclosure.
I know. I'll hang out.
So the lawyer tells me, you know, this is before I heard any advice from anyone else. Listen, they're not going to get you on drugs. They don't have anything at all. So, you know, that's just them saying you said something. And, you know, and I'm like, that to me looks like, yeah, I might have said I was on drugs thinking I was on my medication that I was supposed to be on.
Right.
You know, that's probably came out. And they went, dude's on heroin or something,
yeah,
you know?
And you probably did not tell them that you're a DJ and that you talk 24/7 nonstop.
Yeah.
Well, curious thing, though. In the hospital, true story, one of the cops goes, this ain't your crash course for the Ravers show.
Whoa, he said that, huh?
And I don't recall, but it might have been while I was in a blackout.
Could be.
I don't recall. I was like, whoa, how does he know that?
He's,
you know?
You've he's got watching fans.
The cops are listening. Is he trashing on us again?
Dude, if you don't think the cops don't listen to this show, you're crazy. They're up there right now.
You got
now.
Nothing
they're
on just, me, cops.
They're just waiting.
I'm just a nut, but I don't break rules anymore.
Okay, so we'll get to the point.
The lawyer tells me I have to plea bargain because I was driving to endanger.
Okay.
And I should have known I could have gone into a seizure. This is my thing. I didn't know that.
Right.
So I didn't expect that. So I shouldn't even be driving to endanger.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. But they got to get you on something.
Well, yeah. He goes, if you want to fight that, you got to go to court for it. And he's like, and I'm, and I'm telling you this because it would be crazy, but if you get found guilty on that, you could, with your driving record, and this is all speeding tickets and stupid fender benders,
right?
But they think I'm Charlie Manson behind the wheel. You should see my crazy insurance. And it's a SE. I don't even have the... Never mind. I don't have the crazy Hellcat Challenger. It's nothing.
It's pretty close, though.
I can be beat by a Dodge Dart in the SE, probably. Just fancy looking. So the guy tells me I got a plea bargain. And he goes, and he already somehow got the deal from the judge, what the judge would do. He's like, either if you want to fight it, you got to, you know, almost face jail time or nothing at all. You know, then it goes away. Or we'll do continued without a finding, the judge says. Continued without a finding.
Yes.
I'm like, well, that sounds cool. You know, nothing. And he goes, yeah, but with on probation for a year and a half.
Exactly.
With urine tests.
Yeah. Conditioned without a finding is almost as tough as...
To me, that sounds like not guilty, but what's all this stuff?
No, it sounds like not guilty, but they're going to put a tight leash on you.
Well, they have.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm seeing the probation officer. I got to go see her a couple times a month, and she visited the house, which is really
bizarre.
Creepy. Yeah.
Creepy.
9 a.m, you know.
Really?
Marie and I are having coffee. It's just weird. She's staying there. She goes, first thing out of her mouth, have there been any more arrests? Well, I'm like, yeah, I get arrested every week. This is a common occurrence. I haven't been arrested since I was 21. I'm 44. I mean, what is that, 30 years ago?
Unbelievable. I was on probation about 7 years ago for a minor offense. I had to see a probation officer, I think, I don't know, 3 times. I was on probation for a month.
Right.
First question out of the mouth. Any arrests this week?
Yeah.
That's their job.
That must be protocol. But it pisses you off if you know you're not guilty of anything. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not a criminal.
All of a sudden, you put on the defensive.
Yeah, so.
It's like they're treating you like a criminal. You know, they don't care what it says.
Exactly.
Because I keep reminding her. I'm like, continued without a finding. Yeah.
You should have got a good lawyer. That's the point of the whole thing.
So worried that I could face jail time, I said... and then there was another option for the plea bargain. Or I could lose my license for a month.
Yeah.
No probation. Well, okay, that sounds nice. Even like an older lawyer who you can tell was this guy's mentor because he was so retarded he couldn't do it on his own. He's telling him, you know, maybe he should take the month because then, you know, it's gone in a month. And he has no, you know, doesn't have to worry about these people at court or anything anymore. He's clean.
Right.
But I've lost my license a long time ago, and I bet it's even harder now, but it was a pain in the ass to get it from the registration.
There you go. That's
listen
right,
to me. Here's some advice, guys. If you lose your license, you don't just get it back from the court. Then you have to go and apply for it again at the registry.
Exactly.
And they could decide they don't like you and not give it to you.
Absolutely. The registry and the court
have too much power.
Are different.
And the registry has too much power. They can actually go, I don't think. You look like you can't see very well.
Yep. Another 6 months.
It's like, how did they get that authority?
Come and see us next month. And the month after.
They're like gods. Gods of the cars.
Gods of
of automobiles. So I plea bargained for the... Because I was worried about not getting my license back. I was like, no, I'm keeping my license no matter what. And was like, I can handle this. I'm not on drugs. I'm not on any... I'm not a drug abuser.
No.
I'm on prescribed stuff.
No. But you're paying $3,000 a month for car insurance, so.
That's not far off.
I know I exaggerated, but not by much.
We're in the thousands. Ugh. So I plea bargained. And then I'm like, you know what? You know, I do like to smoke dope on my own time. You know, I wouldn't do a broadcast in ever or even, you know, on any job. I never have. You know, I'm very professional.
Mm-hmm.
But on my own time, and I really think it should be legalized across the board, I did. And I even told my probation officer this. I'm like, if I get a pee test right away, THC is going to show up because I'm a smoker. You know, so you can't hold me for that. I wasn't on probation when I smoked. But I go, I'm going to get my card. Marie's brother got his card.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Marijuana
he
card.
Did, and he showed
I don't
you
think,
what to
I don't
do.
Think he minds me saying because he was
no.
saying he was talking about at your mother's wake a couple of weeks ago from a bunch of relatives.
No, he's very free about it. Very free about it.
I'm from a bunch of holy rollers. I'm like, oh boy.
A whole new meaning to the word.
So I get my card. And then she goes, before I got my card, she goes, yes, and when you get your card, we'll take it in front of the judge. And see if you can use it. I'm like, what? I'm like, why aren't we going in front of the judge about my Prozac, my Seroquel, the Klonopin I was on that I didn't take? You know, it's like, this is another prescription, lady. They don't get it, you know? It's like, I was prescribed this. I got to go to the judge to ask if I could do it. The other stuff I'm on that's like, you know, they're just like, oh, it's only Seroquel. That makes me way more loopy than marijuana.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Huh?
So yeah. it's just like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
They don't know, yeah.
It's ridiculous. And alcohol's the worst one of them all, you know?
Yeah, well.
So I'm even still getting...
It's not even in the mix.
So, before, I did get my marijuana card. I have been to a dispensary. And if you want to ask me about it later on, you know, we got to get to music soon. I know you're all going, what is this, you know? Brian thinks he's Howard Stern now.
I think it's better than half the music you play.
Where's Stewart? Where's Mike Stewart? I did feel like I had a Bubba Boogie when I had Mike Stewart on the show.
Oh, Mike. Oh, Mike's Bubba around. Boogie. Just
in a loving way. I mean, like, Howard likes Bubba Booey, too.
Of course.
Bubba Booey. Settle for me. Give me a raise.
So I agree to go in front of this judge begrudgingly. I'm pissed off, you know? And I go to the court. I had to, like, bring all sorts of paperwork. I had to dig up and, you know, go in there and say, I want a judge to hear my case. And then she shows up, and she looked, like, a little pissed and surprised that I even showed up. I know she's just used to, you know, being with derelicts. So she's like, you know, oh, no one ever really shows up for the... I could tell by the look in her face, like, oh, this guy... And then she goes, and she's like, did you talk to them first? I'm like, yes, I did. You know, I'm all set. They said, you know, just go in, you know, procession one or whatever they call it and wait. And she goes, if they get you, you know, it's not scheduled. I'm like, it is scheduled. I went in there and scheduled it. And she's like, I mean, it's not on the list right now. You'll be at the end, you know. I'm getting all worked up and I'm sitting there steaming. And then I'm like, you know, I hate being here, but I'm going to use this for a moment, like, to make myself feel better here, you know?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And the judge calls Brian Young. I get up and I walk up to the stand, you know, and she says that I'm there to because I want to use my marijuana card. And then I go, Your Honor, may I speak? And there's a couple lawyers behind me going,
no,
don't do it, man.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it, man. Everything you say.
I'm going, you know, like, I'm going to listen to you boobs. It was a lawyer like these guys that, you know, got me in this mess. I shouldn't be on probation. So I stand up, and I'm like, you know, Your Honor, no, I'm just like, oh. And I'm like, I think I've been railroaded. I mean, now I'm using my psychiatrist thing, you know. I'm like, being all like, you know, oh, you know, I got him. I've been... You know, using this. I'm like, I think I've been railroaded from the beginning. And the judge kind of smiles a little. Now, you know, I think he made himself look like a dick.
Right.
The judge, because he was just like, you know. Well, and I'm like.
First of all, you're using your DJ voice when you're doing it.
And I don't have a DJ voice.
Yeah, you do.
Tell
and,
everyone.
And second
no,
of all,
I don't change
no,
my
doesn't.
Voice.
And second of all, the judge is going, wow, he looks a lot like Neil Young. What the hell?
His last name's Young. People do wonder sometimes.
Go on.
Yeah, so I go, I've been railroaded from the beginning. And then I go get into profiling. I'm like, you know, And this has been a case of profiling by the court and the police from the beginning. And then I'm like, I don't even know why I'm on probation. It's continued without a finding. What was my point, anyways?
Point is, you can't spit on the sidewalk because they'll take you away.
I just wanted to get it out. I stood up and it was just funny. The lawyers all looked shocked. They're like, "What the heck is this guy talking about?"
What did your probation officer say after you did all that?
She goes, Oh, yeah, that's why I go. I go. I've been profiled from the beginning. I have long hair. I look like a rocker. I go, I'm a radio DJ, not a drug user. And then I saw her afterwards. She's like, here, you got to sign this thing. And she goes, I found it very interesting. You say you're not a drug user. And she's like, pointing at my, she had to make copies, so she was holding it. She's like, holding my marijuana, medical marijuana card.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding all my prescriptions. I got new prescriptions to show her because, I had my teeth pulled, so I was on oxycodone.
There you go.
So I'm showing her these prescriptions, and she's like, oh, not a drug user, eh? Now, all this stuff has been prescribed to me. And I go, well, first she holds up the marijuana card. And I said, I've said from the beginning, I don't consider marijuana a drug. And she goes, yeah, but, and she had all these prescriptions. And I'm like, you know, that's so silly, but. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I misspoke. I'm not a drug user. No, I'm not a drug abuser.
Right.
I'm a drug user. And, right. then I'm like,
if you get your wisdom teeth pulled, they might give you something for a couple of days.
Right.
They don't give you a lot.
And they're going to give you a hard time about taking
Prozac? So then I was like, oh, man, I messed up my whole speech.
And I didn't,
can you tell the judge what I really meant? And she's like, no, you already had your little thing. Like, I don't know what that was.
Dude,
you know?
They didn't find
the $12,000 in your sock. So,
I know.
You know?
At this point, when they're putting you through, I'm glad you spoke your mind.
Right.
I mean, what more can they do? Well,
and there's so many funny things I wanted to get to, but the story would last 3 hours, literally, because there's so many, like, offshoots I kept thinking of, like, oh, in this part of it, you know, but nutty stuff. We'll probably get to it later. Do I still have someone on hold?
I know. So. Are you still waiting?
MFO, are you still on the phone?
No.
And that one isn't. MFO, are you there? Nope. I'll call a call back. I'll take your call after this song. Peter Montgomery has some new material out.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Peter Montgomery from the famous South Shore Irresponsibles.
Irresponsibles.
And the Montgomerys as well.
Yeah.
Love these guys.
Sarah Borges came out with a new record this week as well.
I think Sue played one from it. She played some Sarah Borges.
I don't know if it was the new stuff,
but it was good. It was good.
Cool.
That's Sue from Something About the Woman for my show every week.
Fantastic.
Here's Peter Montgomery's new stuff. It's Baby Sunshine, the title track from his new album, Baby Sunshine.
Hey, baby sunshine, why do you blacken out your rays? Hey, baby sunshine, why do you darken up our days? Hey, baby sunshine, broke our hearts in every way.
46 Friday night, you've been with someone else, and now I'm wrapped so tight, it's hard living with myself. Do you really think you're happier now? 'Cause I totally can't see how. You've been a mess since you were 10, and you're worse for the wear right now. And you don't give a damn what the children think, as long as you can play. Doing what you want since you were 15, thinking everything's okay, but it's not. And neither are you. Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you blacken out your rays? Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you darken up our days? Hey, baby sunshine, broke our hearts in every way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Thigh Scrapers.
Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
so tall.
It's not dead air you just heard. That was a planned, methodical pause. Hang on, Jimmy. What's that?
It was a pause decompression.
That was actually Hummingbird Syndicate. When did we have them on? 2 weeks ago?
No, actually three weeks ago, I believe. And they're playing tonight.
We're going to see them.
And we're going to see them. Along with John Butcher Axis doing Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
Hence the Hendrix t-shirt that I'm wearing.
Oh, right.
Very cool.
And
I'm thinking of wearing my purple bell bottoms. Should I?
Do it.
I haven't worn them yet.
Do it. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the show.
I've been waiting to host something and wear them. I want to get a tuxedo shirt, too. I think that's going to be a great look.
Brian's driving. Do you think I should still do it? Yeah.
Right. What are you going to do now?
You're driving.
Yeah, I'm designated driver.
Yes. There you go. Absolutely.
See, folks, they don't even drink. Railroaded!
It's an early show, folks. I think doors open at 6:30. I think we're looking at the opening band going on around 7:30, 8 o'clock. It's a crowded bill.
That's at Thunder Road. It will be my first time at the Thunder Road venue. I've heard good things.
Yeah. Myself as well, yeah.
So that's like half of why I want to go, just to see that place. But Hummingbird Syndicate's awesome. I'll play another one from them, but yeah. here's a caller. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, that's Rob.
Hey, what's up, Rob? Oh, Rob Smith?
Yeah, you got it.
What's
Souls
up?
Souls of Sabbath, brother.
Souls of Sabbath.
Yeah, I figured out what the confusion was. You want to hear a funny story about it?
Sure.
Yeah, because I don't think I ever agreed to this. You just started like, I can't wait till you host.
That's it.
I was like, huh? I guess I'm hosted. What did I say?
Here's, it's really my fault. Here's
what happened, Rob?
Last night, my drummer is Mike Mosquit, and he texted me, and I read the text so fast, I thought the text said that we got Brian Young to do the MC for our show. And
right.
I was like, yes, and I just jumped on Facebook, and I sent you the thank you and all that. And then,
but you didn't even know me.
Yeah,
his name sounds cool.
You were going to do it, you know? And so I jump on Facebook, and I thank you and the whole bit, and then I promote it. And then today I get a text from my drummer, and he goes, how'd you get him? I go, how did I get him? I said, you got it all set up. What are you talking about? He goes, no, how did you get him?
This is you thought told you I was doing it.
Yeah, I went back and I read the text, and I realized that he said maybe we could ask him to. And I just thought it said he's going to. So when my drummer today said to me, how'd you get him? Like, how did I get him?
You were very sneaky about it, yeah, actually.
That's how you get him. You tell him that he agreed to it, and then he forgets, and then you remind him, and then it's all set.
Exactly.
This guy,
exactly,
friendly,
the way.
Because we're scratching our heads, he's saying, how'd you get him? Or how did I get him? How did you get him? So
what had happened is the drummer, what's his name, Mike?
Mike.
Yeah, what's his last name? We'll give him a plug.
Boys Clear.
Mike Boys Clear, the greatest drummer I've never heard.
He is. You'll hear him.
Well, I kind of wanted to tell this story. I'll try and say it real quick. I posted something about getting that medical card.
Okay.
I posted something on Facebook about it. And yes, there was all sorts of controversy, of course, flying around. Oh, Brian. And this drummer, Mike, he comments. He goes, do you mind me asking what you are using that for or why you prescribed that? Now, I thought it was one of these guys who's going to dig into me, like, you know, it's not all about that, you know, like, thinking I'm just, you know, some druggie or something. I thought it was a guy that was going to jump on me, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another profiling case.
Yeah.
But
I remember you saying something about it, like, what's this guy's problem?
Well, I commented back. I go, I actually have hip pain, back pain, anxiety, you know, I'm taking it for those reasons, but I matter of factly, I think it should be legalized, you know, and people should choose on their own. The government shouldn't be choosing this, you know? So, like, right, basically saying I would do it anyways if I wasn't all banged up.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, you know, oh, fair enough, because I got a card, too. I'm like, oh, you know.
Well, then,
yeah, so then he says he's from Souls of Sabbath, you know. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I love Black Sabbath. And we start talking, you know, the rock talk and stuff. And I friended him. A couple days go by, and this guy messages me and goes, I can't wait for you to host our show next week. Like, are these guys just like wicked pushy, or was I in another blackout? Did I have another seizure? Does this guy continue?
That's what was funny about you and I were talking last night on the messenger, because you were like, how did this come about?
Yeah, like, it used to happen in the old days, but I like, man, my memory is like, this is like, oh man, shoot me out back. I can't remember anything. But it didn't happen. Nobody even asked me. So stupid me, I thought I really agreed to this.